Hello, welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and today for the few minutes that I'm with you, I want to share God's Word with you, but I want to pray that I can uplift you and give you some words of encouragement. Today we're faced with many circumstances in our life, a lot of heartaches in our land, a lot of things going wrong in our country, and we need help. But the way to start that off is pray, and that's what I want to do right now. Lord, I pray for my listeners. There's many people under the sound of my voice that have a lot of problems and a lot of heartaches, a lot of needs out there, a lot of runaways, a lot of families that are in trouble. I ask that you help them, send your word into their hearts and lives and encourage them, I pray. And Lord, if there's one under the sound of my voice that is not born again, let them know that they must be born again and that the only way into God the Father is through your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for salvation and redemption through the name of Jesus. And I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. A family was having a gathering one evening, and it was getting kind of late in the evening, and a mama looked at one of the little boys and said, "Now it's your bedtime, go on to bed." And as the little boy was walking up to the steps going to his bedroom, he turned to the family and he said this. He said, "I'm going upstairs to pray." And he asked the family, said, "Do y'all need anything?" I really like that. You know, that little child knew that when he talked to God, his Father, God would handle it. I want you to know today, anything that you entrust into the hands of God, he will take care of it. This little boy said, "I'm going to pray. Do you need anything?" A lot of people today, they pray and they don't receive because they pray in doubt and they don't believe God's word. The Bible says that when you pray amiss. You don't believe God and you waver back and forth. One minute you're up and next minute you're down. You got to know that when you petition God and ask God for whatever the need is, God will send the right answer. God will send you the thing that will be the best blessing for you and will help you not just momentarily, but on down the road. The scripture tells us in John 16, verse 23, "Whatsoever ye ask the Father in my name, he will give it you." God knows what you need. He even talked about the fowls of the air, how he fed them, and the lilies of the field, how he clothed them. Then he said, "How much more are we than them who are the grass like the grass are burned up today? Are we not more valuable than them?" And yes, so valuable that Jesus died on the cross to save us from our sins. I hate to hear people say this, "Well, all I can do is pray." Listen, that is what you need to do. That is the first thing you need to do. No matter what situation that you're faced with, you need to get down and pray and entrust it into God's hands. How many of you today would still be married if you'd learned how to pray? How many of you today would still have your children at home if you'd learned how to pray? How many of you today would be in a whole lot better financial shape if you'd learned how to pray? You see, God, he knows how to take care of his children. But so many times, we want to do it ourselves. We want to figure it out ourselves. The Bible tells us that we're to walk by faith and not by sight. And what he is telling us is this, you have faith in God that when you ask him for whatever you're going to petition him for, that he will take care of it. And a lady come to me one time, she said, "Blondie, I've been praying that God would heal me. Over and over I've prayed, and nothing's happening. What's wrong? What am I doing wrong?" And I asked her, I said, "When you prayed and asked, did you get up and say thank you?" Thank you. You see, you don't have to see it to receive it. You just know that it's on its way. Today, I want you to pray and ask God. Then I want you to get up and thank him for sending the answer. The answer is on the way. I love the saying that evangelist used to have on his trailers as he hauled his gospel tent across the country. He said, "You don't have any problems. All you need is faith in God." Have faith in God. Pray in faith, walk in faith, believe God, for he is a mighty God, and with him all things are possible. Today, I want you to have a blessed day. I want you to be encouraged, but start the day off with praying, and end the day with praying, and in the middle of the day, pray, and let God bless you. Thank you again, and remember, keep on keeping on for Jesus.